You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life, coming to you from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai, God's own radio station, and dear listeners, it's our humble endeavor to bring the sacred vibes of Prashanti Nilayam Ashram to your homes through various Radio Sai programs. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu. As always, dear listeners, in this segment, I discuss about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's devotees and his students all over the world. Well, last Thursday, if you are there with me, you heard Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the Indian state of Odisha, speaking about the various service activities happening in the state. He told us in detail about the IDH ward in the Capital Hospital in Odisha, in which Sai volunteers take care of patients who have nobody to look after them. Well, dear listeners, in today's segment, I'll be discussing about a unique service initiative by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, that is, the Disaster Management Training Program. Well, a couple of days back, I had recorded a conversation with few members of this Disaster Management Training Program, and today I'll be playing for you that discussion. But dear listeners, first things first, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And let us contemplate on his beautiful form, the form gliding in the succulent hall in his orange robe and crown of hair, giving his majestic darshan to everyone. So dear listeners, to begin with, let me play for you a melodious song which glorifies his divine darshan. Here it is.
Shri Sai Sham Dayanidhim Sanatana Saratim Sundara Rupinam Mangalam Mukti Pradayakam Sainatam Namah Anandam tava darshanam Anupam abhinavarupam Anandam tava darshanam Anupam abhinavarupam Vikasita kusumam Mridu madhu bharitam Anandam tava darshanam Vikasita kusumam Mridu madhu bharitam Anandam tava darshanam ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం అనుపమ దినవరూపం వికసిత కుసుమం మృదు మధుభరితం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం మధురం కుటిలిత కేశం నీరజనయనం వదనం అతి మధురం ప్రీణతి మే మనసు ముఖం నా సురుచిర వచనం సులలిత గమనం హృదయం కరుణాలవాలం సురుచిర వచనం లలిత గమన హృదయం కరుణాలవాల ప్రవహతి ప్రేమానవం వికసిత కుసుమం మృదు మధుభరితం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం సకలం ప్రహసిత భావం ప్రముదిత గీతం అర్పితం తను మన సకలం శ్రీ సాయీశం సహృద శరణ విరతానంద అనుబంధం శ్రీ సాయీశం సహృద శరణ విరతానంద అనుబంధం సమరి పమడ పసదని సరిమగరి సరిమగరి సరిపమరి దరిరి దసద పదద మపపది మపదస సరి మపదస సరి మపద సరిగ సరి నిసదని పద మప గమరి సరి సరి ని సరి గ పవ గరి గ మప నిస పవ ని సద గరి ని మగ ని స పమ గరి మగ ని స సరి సరి ని సరి గమ ని ని స ని స గ ని ద ని ద ని ద మ గమ పమ గరి స గరి గ స గరి గ స గరి గ స గరి సమ గమ సవ గమ సవ గమ సమ గ మ ని ర ని ని ర ని ని ర ని ని ర ని గ ని గ స గ ని ద ని ని మ ని ద స ని స గ ని ద ని ద ని ద మ గమ ని ద మ గమ గరి స నిస గరిద నిద నిదమ గమ నిదమ గమ గరిస నిస గరిస నిద నిస నిదమ గమ నిదమ గమ గరిస సగరి గమ నిదమ నిస గరిద నిద నిదమ పమ గరి సగరి గమ నిదమ నిస గరిద నిద నిదమ పమ గరి పమ పమ గరి గమ గమ పమ గరి ఆనందం తవ దర్శన అనుపమ దినవరూపం వికసిత కుసుమం మృదు మధుభరితం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం వికసిత కుసుమం మృదు మధుభరితం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం ఆనందం తవ దర్శనం
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Life. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is a segment, Service, Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Sravu. speaking to you live from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 11:10 a.m. and it's a warm day here in the ashram. In today's segment, as I said earlier, I'll be talking about the disaster management training program organized by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Well, the Sai volunteers, that is the Seva Dals, are specifically trained in disaster management program. Like disasters, like natural calamities such as tsunami, earthquake, floods, cyclones, etc. They have in the past rendered service under arduous conditions during the Gujarat earthquake, tsunami in Tamil Nadu, floods in Orissa, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, to mention just a few. Well, its specialized disaster management training programs have now been extended to the Tamil Nadu Police Department as well. So, dear listeners, a couple of days back, I had recorded a conversation with few members of this disaster management training program from the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. And today I'll be playing for you that discussion.
Saram, dear listeners, you are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And this is the segment, Service Love in Action. And dear listeners, in this segment I talk about the various service activities done by Swami students and his devotees. And today, dear listeners, I have with me in our studios five members from the disaster management team of the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. The members are Mr. Tyagarajan, he is the state advisor for the disaster management team of Tamil Nadu. Then Anandavelu, the state faculty member. Then Mr. V. Tyagarajan, the district team leader for the district Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Then M. Rupesh Kumar, the state faculty member. And R. Satya, the district faculty member for the district Tanjavur. In fact, Satya is also the alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College in Prashanthi Nilayam. Okay, so Sairam, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, Sairam, sir.
Okay, sir, so let's begin with you. Please tell us about the genesis of this disaster management program, how it all started, what was the inspiration?
The disaster management program actually started with the International Youth Conference held in Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 2002. When Bhagwan Baba gave a direction to the youth of the organization to start training the organization youth in disaster management. Mm. This actually represented a paradigm shift in the organization outlook in handling disasters. We have always been in the forefront of providing reliefs after the disaster. Mm. Now, this actually represented a different way of thinking and approaching to the problem, is how we equip ourselves much before any disaster happens.
Any disaster happens. What kind of disasters you deal with?
Basically, this program addresses itself for all the natural disasters, like cyclone, earthquake, floods, landslides, and subsequently, of course, the tsunami, which in the 2004 literally played havoc in the state of Tamil Nadu and in India and elsewhere. These are the major disasters we address ourselves. And more so is that instead of saying that we will do everything after a disaster, we tune ourselves in such a way that four major areas we concentrate depending upon the priority that is required at that point in time. Like, first is obviously rescue the people who are suffering. Second, it boils down to providing aspects of nutrition, health and hygiene, and sanitation. We take up any of this work depending upon the nature of the calamity and the need of the hour.
So now, for this disaster management, like, first you will get trained, right? So
yes.
What is the procedure? How you get trained in the beginning?
It was done in a structured way. There is a training module prepared for an all-India basis. It is all drafted, conceived, and produced by Sri Shyamal Sur, who is the state president of West Bengal.
Okay.
He went around the country and created state faculty members first. These state faculty members, in turn, got down into the states in the respective districts to create district faculty members. These district faculty members started preparing the teams in various districts.
Okay.
That's how the whole structure started. Obviously, the initial program was started in English. And each state started doing the necessary translation so that it could be in their respective languages so that the youth can understand and participate.
Mm.
So, and the structure-wise, I think Mr. Anandavelu can explain how it went.
There are different activities and structure. Please explain us.
There are three generalized models. One is the disaster management training. That is disaster management intensive training.
Okay.
It's meant for 2 days. It has four sessions. First session will be half a day. It will be covering about the calamities, a theory part.
Different calamities.
Different calamities like earthquake, flood, landslide, even tsunami also taken part. And the second part will be having the practical sessions like how to use the ropes with the support of knots.
The second day followed by the water exercise, how to rescue a person when he is drowning in the water.
Okay, that is
with the use of ropes.
During floods and all.
During floods and natural calamities. And then the forum session followed by how to fight with fire, to be, get awareness, fairness of the fire, how to get rid of the fire, fairness.
Same second day, we'll be having the third session. There is a final session of the disaster management program. In the final session, we'll be having a question answer session. Also, we'll call the individual persons, like one or two persons from the team who are training students, and we will tell them to explain what we have done from the day one and day two. In the session, if they have any doubts in any other activities or any other disaster management or some rescue, we'll teach them.
In addition to that, we train first aid. The basic first aid is trained. Mm. Apart from that, CPR, the main part.
What is CPR?
CPR is the cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Okay.
So even after death, how we can survive, makes resuscitate a person. So we teach them practically. So these are the four major parts which is covered in the two-day session.
Two-day session.
Apart from these 2 days, it is not getting concluded. It is the base energy which is given for the trainees. After that, they have to undergo a one-day complete training about the first aid. It completely covers how to rescue if there is an unconsciousness happens, if something a cut and all type of even fractures, other things have been trained perfectly. And another off-a-day program, minimum off-a-day program with the fire department to get direct how the fire department have been saving to during these fire accidental situations. So that has been trained. So all these, that is making a shape of the person who look, who can involve themselves to get trained others in the disaster management.
Now, how often you conduct this program?
Earlier, we were just covering all over the districts in Tamil Nadu by conducting 2 days program.
Yeah.
So later, while after preparing a team in each districts, we started after 2004 tsunami, we thought of bringing it to the public and students of other institutions. So we have changed the same program as a one-day training session, which is called as disaster awareness. So we started taking this program to the colleges. So this was a one-day session which covers a part of a theory session with practicals. So the practicals will be covering the fire rescue and the emergency methods of rescue and first aid, a part of first aid. So this is how later on changed to that.
To one-day program.
Yeah.
So, so this one-day program, how often you conduct?
One-day program, probably almost throughout the year, each and every district will be conducting the programs at the similar time, I mean the same time.
Once a month? Is it once a month?
Even in sometimes we used to conduct the five programs, six programs on the same week itself. So
it's actually based on the academic session of various colleges and the timings that would suit those colleges.
Okay, okay.
So, for example, immediately after the start of any academic session, it will be easier to start doing more programs. So, closer to their exams, we may not be able to do much. So, generally between June and December, we will do the maximum number of programs. It could sometime be all the districts might be doing, as he rightly said, three times, four times a week also.
Yeah. Okay.
Apart from this, we are giving the disaster preparedness program for corporates also, half-day program.
Half-day.
So many corporates we have given training to these people because their busy schedule, how to get trained in these disasters.
But generally, these activities for the colleges and the corporate sectors are able to save during weekends. Preferably, most of our team members or volunteers are able to spare on Saturdays. So almost Saturdays for the corporate and the for the colleges. And Sunday, we will be conducting our SSVP villages and other places.
Now, what type of sections in society have you covered for training this program?
Basically, we are targeting the youths and particularly who are members who are not members of the SAI organization. at the moment. You see, the original disaster management was to equip the organization members to render seva at times of disaster.
Correct.
So we are fully equipped on that way. So what do we do in times of peace? I mean, then there are no disasters. Of course, our prayers all the time been samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. We don't want any disasters to happen. So when there are no disasters, we are taking this knowledge out to the
sharing
youth,
the
sharing
others.
Knowledge in the youth. We have started looking at it this way. In the process, we are able to take values enunciated by Bhagawan to the youth at the end of the program. That is what we are really targeting at.
Okay, so till now, how many people have been benefited? Can you give some statistics right from the beginning?
Earlier it was a 2 days program, so it was very minimum training were given. After we have changed it into a one day program. So in 1 day program, so far we have trained around 35,000 people throughout Tamil Nadu. It consists of starting from students and the police people, the police commandos, the fire and rescue department, even the hospital staff, paramedical staffs, doctors, fishermen people, so downtrodden to the extreme level. So all these kind of people have been trained. Even corporate companies like L&T, Dalmia Cements, CTS, Cognizant Technologies, TCS, and these are the people we have been trained so far.
Okay, you said that you have trained right from fishermen, then doctors, everyone. And you also said you have trained police commandos also. Like, generally, police commandos, they are already well-trained in their field. So how is this disaster management different from their training?
I think I must narrate what exactly happened when this all started with the police personnel. There is a team of 756 police sub-inspectors in the Tamil Nadu Police Academy. And one of the sub-inspectors, one Mr. Saravanan, was actually in the disaster management team of the Kanchipuram district. He was selected as a sub-inspector. In their curriculum, there is a provision that they should conduct disaster management program for them.
Oh.
And they didn't know where to look for.
Oh.
Mr. Saravanan suggested to the superintendent of police that the Sathya Sai organization does this very well. And there was a request sent to us. All India President took this letter to Swami. And Swami exactly remarked what you said. Alkidanta telida. Don't they know all this?
Yeah.
Smilingly. And All India President told Swami, I understand that, no Swami, they are giving us an opportunity. They feel that we are competent to do it. And Swami was very happy. Swami said, I'm very happy, very happy. Do this. And he blessed us. What really was a difference between a professional outfit like the police commandos or the fire service personnel is that they are tuned to operate various modern equipments and try to save people at times of disaster. And then they have a structured organization, they have a procedure to follow. They just can't jump just like that to into a situation and go and render help. You'll always find in any disaster situation, it's highly localized. Before any professional force comes there, the local people are the first ones who have to render help. With whatever material that is available. So our program, Sathya Sai Disaster Management Program, is such that it trains people to render help with minimum amount of material or whatever is available there. A simple example is when you have too many casualties and you need stretchers. A simple idea like making a stretcher with two gunny bags and two bamboo poles. Was the innovation, improvisation done by the SAI organization, which did wonders. So basically, using common sense approach, I'm not saying they didn't have common sense. What it was, is they were not having a common sense approach as compared to their mechanized kind of approach. So this gave them a new idea. In fact, it was a learning process for them.
As one of the part, we had to undergo the fire department training. When we went for the training with the fire department, they asked why you want to get trained about the fire department. We said we already member of the disaster management team of Sathya Sai organization. And we have been explaining our how we have been training. Then ultimately they requested us, can you give the same training to the, their own department? So that was a chance for us and we trained. Before that, every state they will be trying for the President's Award. After these techniques, how to lift a person with the support of available material within short period, that has supported them and they won the President's Award. So they are proud to say, we have given a small part of their evening.
Correct.
And one more instance, recently some 15 days back, there was, I think everyone know, every viewers know that, Mr. Jenny Massey, with Jeevan Narasimha, Hollywood director. He came for a shooting in Chennai, taking some different types of actors, service actors. So our disaster management team was just demonstrating few things. So he was just discussing with us before starting shooting. So we told that we have been training police personnel, commanders and all those fire rescue departments. So he was surprised and he told that in America normally the police people provide training to civilians. But here to the 180 degree the ulta things. So you people train police people is really amazing, no? So he said that he is a very incredible things. And I think Sai has given enough enough knowledge through this disaster management team. So we are so proud that we are at part of Satisai disaster management team.
Okay, now please share some service activities that you could do because of this disaster management training program.
One of the most poignant moments of this particular training was the tsunami. It's
tsunami in the year 2004.
Tsunami in the year 2004.
Okay.
And this happened on the day after Christmas, the 26th of December.
It hit the coastal regions of Tamil Nadu.
Coastal regions of Tamil Nadu, particularly Velangani, Nagapattinam district, and particularly Velangani. Surprising fact was, just 3 months before, on October 1st, 2nd and 3rd, we had a state-level intensive disaster management training program for all the teams in Thanjavur district in a village. There we were given new ideas of rendering seva at such calamities. And on the morning, on the fateful morning of 26th December 2004, when the information came about the tsunami having hit Velangani, incidentally 3,500 people died in that area. The first team to get ready and move was the Satisai disaster management team of Tanjung. The tsunami hit and raised played havoc at around 9:30-10 in the morning. And it takes about 3 hours to travel down to Velangani from Tanjavur. So that makes it around 12:30. And our team was there by about 3 o'clock, which means we had just 3 hours of preparation to reach that place. And we were the first team who went to the collector of Tanjavur, Dr. Radhakrishnan, and was surprised that such an efficient team is available. He ordered the police to render all help. And personally speaking, for me it was a very, every time I recall it, I get goose pimples. I was caught in Prashant Nayam on that day. Our team was moving from Tanjavur. So it took me about 2 days to reach the place. And by the time our boys have done wonders. But when I reached on the third day, you know, this place was stinking, 3 miles away. As I reached that place, in front of the Velangani church, there was a huge pandal, which was originally designed for rendering the sermons on the Christmas day. And the whole place was littered with corpses, dead bodies. And our team was there. Only our team was really working there. And they had their masks, their gloves, they were picking up with this improvised stretchers, dead bodies, and collecting them and assembling them in one place. As many as they were able to clear the area, as we call it, sanitation priority, about 1,000 dead bodies, out of which around 300 dead bodies were identified and taken away by the relatives. The balance 700 dead bodies had to be mass buried. So as I saw those youngsters working, I mean, in fact, when I saw the site, it was mind-shattering, mind-blowing. I mean, like, there was a youngster here who had just not even passed his 12th standard, who was literally hungry to go there and do the seva. That was the first boy I saw, and I asked him, I mean, how are you able to do this? I was supposed to be the trainer, mind you. I was shattered, and this guy is doing it with all the, you know, all the humility and all the reverence that should be shown to a dead person. And with chanting only Sai Gayatri. Because you don't know the person who died is a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian. It's a myth. It's not that Christians alone died. It's a lot of Hindus who had been there. Muslims were there. We don't know where from they all came. And the only last rite that they could perform was chanting Sai Gayatri. And I asked him, how are you able to do it? Pat came the reply, Sairam, I am not doing it. Swami is doing it through me. I tell you. And the village people and the people that who were there, you know, there were two kinds of people. People who went to the sea to fish, they were not affected.
Mm.
Women folk who went to the nearby villages to do work, they were not affected.
Mm.
Whomsoever was on the shore was wiped out.
Yes.
So when the fishermen come back home, they find their entire families are wiped out.
Mm.
And they were shocked, and their own dear and near ones' dead bodies are lying there.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the strength or wherewithal to handle that. And here is the white army of Sai, who just descended there.
Mm.
And chanting Sai Ram, they kept lifting up all these dead bodies, assembling them, and giving them a decent burial in cooperation with the government and police officials. Mm. So the village folks said, here we see the walking deities.
Mm.
As they say in Tamil, Nadamadum Deivangal.
Mm.
They are walking deities. They're walking, and that's nomenclature given to us. Later on, I read it in Radio Sai's account of this.
Yeah.
I believe some people went to Swami and said, Swami, we would like to go and render help in Velangani area.
Mm.
And I believe this is quoted in Radio Sai.
Okay.
And Bhagavan told, no, you don't go there. My trained boys are there. If you go, you will come in their way.
Okay.
And that's an acknowledgement from Bhagavan for whatever the work the youngsters did.
Yes.
Even one thing I remember in this point, sir. When our boys was working and removing the dead bodies on the seashore, some of the villagers came and they were asking, no, it's more stinking and more of dead bodies. Won't you get scared like that? And even they were telling, we like to give some wine, you know, so that it will be very useful. Easy for you to remove the dead bodies and it will not stink you more. Our senior sir says, no, our boys won't take wine, but our boys takes divine.
Divine. Divine, okay, yes. In fact, the 2004 tsunami, the service rendered by disaster management team was really adorable.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Life. You are tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream, and this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu. Well, dear listeners, today in this segment I am discussing about the Disaster Management Training Program in the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. And till now, dear listeners, we are listening to a discussion that I had a couple of weeks back in Radio Sai's studio with five key members of the Disaster Management Team from Tamil Nadu. Well, the discussion is not yet over. I will just pause it right now. As I have with me right now in our studio, one of the five members, Mr. Satyanarayana Babu. Well, Satya is an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music here at Prashant Nilayam. And dear listeners, if, you would have noticed him in the Cyclone Hall offering Aarti to Bhagwan after bhajans every morning and evening. And right now he is also volunteering here at Radio Sai. So, Sai Ram, Satya.
Sai Ram, brother.
Okay, thank you for joining me today for this segment, Service Love in Action.
Yes.
Well, dear listeners, brother Satya has been very actively involved in disaster management training program for many years, right?
Yes, since 2004.
Okay, from 2004 you have been involved in this, right, even now?
Yeah, before joining as a pujari, I was going for disaster management training in Tamil Nadu. Because of my job here, I will not get leave.
Yeah, right now we are at Parthi. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so for benefit of our listeners, today for example, let's take the case of fire accident. Okay? So, through this disaster management training program, well, what training is given if there is a fire tragedy?
Well, I like to explain about the fire accident in a little quiet manner.
Okay, please.
So, first, there should be three things for fire accident.
Mm.
One, air, that is oxygen. Second thing, material, which burns. Third thing, source of heat, that is like candle, stove, electric cable, etc.
So these three things causes the fire, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Removing any one of this will stop the fire.
Okay, fine.
It's better to clear the source, but not all time.
Mm.
Here I like to tell one thing. Normally, fire accident means people will tell poor power. You can use water.
But
there are some different types of fire accidents.
Mm.
For some fire accidents, we can't use water.
Okay, so what are the different types of fire accidents?
There are three types of fire accident.
Mm.
For normally, that is called fire A, type B, and type C.
Mm.
Type A, which burns, after burning, it becomes ash.
Okay.
What all burns, in the end it will become ash.
Suppose if a wood is burned, then it becomes ash. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's one case.
One case. Type B is oil and gas fire.
Mm-hmm.
And type C is electrical fire.
Okay.
There is one more type, that is type D. But the type D is only for the big industrials, not for domestic purpose.
Okay, please give examples of each types.
Yeah. For example, for type A, fire accidents and rescue methods, here...
So type A is the one which, where it becomes ash.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like paper, clothes and wood, etc. Here I like to give a small example of fire in hut. Hut.
Okay.
Here, we can't use water if fire catches in the hut.
Okay.
Because, like when we throw the water or soil towards the fire, this will also carry air with it. When it reaches the destination point, the fire will, there is a chance of fire to spread in other huts.
Because of air, the fire may spread more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here, when we, there is one more option for this.
So we should not use water.
We should not use water.
Immediately.
And, yeah, immediately. Huh. Even soil. We should not throw water or soil into the fire hut. We should take a big pole or stick. In top of that, a small hook. Like, example, we can bend a small kind of stick or small thin knife, something. And we can pull the fire. We can pull the fire which catches fire.
Fire roof.
Hut roof. Hut roof.
Which is on fire.
Yeah. We can pull down to the ground and then we can pour water.
Okay, fine.
Simultaneously, we can pour water which not catches fire also. With the hut which has not catches fire. There is one more thing in this.
So that the fire won't spread.
Fire won't spread. There is one more thing in this. If the fire is really heavy, for example, in case of where three or four, two or three or four or five adjacent huts are also on fire, that time we can't use a big stick to pull out the fire area.
Yeah, immediately.
In such a case, we have to pull down the hut which not catches fire, which is not on fire. And we have to pour water which not catches fire. Then we should call up the fire engine.
Again, it's to avoid not spreading the fire.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And here, like when we work in kitchen, when we wear saris, when our people wear saris and all, I like to request one thing for the people who works in kitchen. They're not supposed to use silk polyester clothes.
Okay.
Even if they are using, they can use the chef dress, which is made up of cotton.
Pure cotton, yeah.
Even if it catches fire, you can just remove the dress.
Yeah, remove the chef.
Or roll on the ground. Or just remove the shirt and throw away.
Okay, till now you told about the type A, that is the fire accident in which finally it becomes ash. Now type B, you tell.
Type B is oil and...
Fire. Okay, oil. Okay.
Oil and gas, type B. Here for oil fire we should not use water. Because water density is heavier than the oil.
Okay.
So when we throw the water, water will go down and the oil will come out. With the oil, fire also will come out and it will start spreading.
Fire will become more.
Exactly. For example, every day or in kitchens, they will use oil for making papad. They will use more oil for making papad or something. In such case, if it catches over, if the oil becomes overheated, that oil will get fire. That in that point we can't use soil or we can't use water.
Water.
That time we can take a big cloth.
Okay.
And dip it in the water. We can go near to the fire and just put it on that fire. This is for oil fire.
Okay.
There we are cutting air.
Okay. Through this you avoid the air.
Avoid the air. So we have removed the one thing. So fire will be off.
Okay.
Slowly after some 2-3 seconds we can remove. And if still fire is there, again we can dip that cloth into the water and we can just put it on to the fire, whatever it is.
Okay.
Most of the Indian houses, we have gas cylinders. Will be in kitchen nearby the stove. But in Western countries, the gas cylinder will not be in home. It will be separate in somewhere gas room or something else. Here, if suppose gas cylinder catches fire, some people will try to hit the gas, or some people will turn the gas, and the fire will be blowing down to the earth. Actually, fire will be, anywhere fire it is, it will blow from ground to sky.
Yeah, correct.
So when we turn the gas, that fire will go inside the gas cylinder. At, there is a chance to blast.
Yeah, explosion. Yeah.
Explosion. So in such case, we can, again, same, we can take a cloth, big cloth, dip it in the water and slowly put onto the gas cylinder. So that gases will not, that air will not go in.
Yeah.
And there is a chance of putting off the fire. But here, if we use water, fire will not spread and fire will not get off. Water will be wasted.
Okay.
So now I'll go on to type C.
Yeah.
This is electrical fire.
Yeah, electric fire.
Generally, in the case of domestic electrical fire, but it's not, it's very rare thing. If someone touches the socket or some electrical cable, they'll get fire sometimes if the power is so heavy. That time we should first put off the electric power source,
main power
which
source.
Is the main power source from for the house.
Mm.
Then we should push the person from the destiny where he is, like by using any plastic or wood. If we don't get anything, we can just wear a plastic cover in our hand and we can just push him away. After pushing him, we should not give water to him.
Immediately.
Actually, whenever, I mean, any person gets affected by fire accident, we are not supposed to give water.
Immediately. What happens if we give water?
Because our body will be so heated. For example, in our home, when we use the dosa pan, if we sprinkle some water, it will be more heated.
Okay.
The same way, if we drink some, if we give some little water, our body will be more heated.
Okay.
Really, if he is so thirsty and he shouts for water, we can mix more quantity of sugar into the water, and we can give 4 or 5 spoons, teaspoons, not more than that.
Okay, now, for example, if a person's body is on fire and if he is running for his life, then what precautions can be taken and how to put off the fire?
It's actually a very good question. And if a person really gets fire and he will start running, he will not stop. When he runs, the air will be more and the fire will increase more.
Okay, because of air.
Because of air. That time we should try to stop him, but not by chasing behind, by attacking from the front. Because when we try to chase him, there is a story in Second Rabat, 16 years old boy, he got fire and he started running. Six fire officers chased him, but they could not catch. So we should attack him from the front. And we should just tap him in his chest, on his chest, and we can stop him. So once we stop, the more number of air will stop, and the fire also will reduce little. Then we should try to push him down from the front, so that when he falls down, the backside portion of fire will be off.
Okay. Because the air is cut off.
Air is cut off.
From back. Okay.
There is a risky thing here. We should pour water on our body. If there is no water, even there is no water, we should just leap on him. We should try to hug him tightly and we should not leave air to come in. And we should start rolling for 3 to 4 rolls. Then we should leave him and we should roll ourselves so that fire will not catch us.
Okay.
If this is really a danger thing for a people, they can just take a big blanket and dip it in the water and we can just cover him, roll him. For this, actually, they have to be trained properly.
Yeah.
And these kinds of methods are there in YouTube.
Okay.
Our Indian Fire Department has done a very good job and they have given some videos in YouTube. They can use this. Here, very important, we have to remember, this whole process should be finished within 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
By stopping him and pushing him from the front and hugging him or blanket method. Because 19% of the burn, only 19% of the burn will be, if there is more than 19% of the burn in our body, the fungus infection will be more and it is very difficult to save him from his life.
Okay. For the treatment will be
for difficult. The treatment. And one more thing, if we see a person in just in front of our eyes, he is burning and running, or he's just pouring a kerosene or something and burning themselves, then we can do. So if we say after 5 minutes, if we try to do this method, that fire will catch us and we can't stop him from the fire.
Okay, now can you throw some light on some of the fire extinguishers, different types of fire extinguishers?
Yeah, there are, in beginning what I mentioned, there are five types of fire. And there are five types of fire extinguisher.
Okay.
Type A will contain full pressure of water. Actually, I'll explain what is fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Which will be painted in red color. And it will be on...
It will be like a cylinder.
Exactly. And some extinguisher will be small. It will be only one small pulley will be there. We can pull that. Once we pull that, whatever material is inside, it will come out. And there is one more thing. When we open the fire extinguisher, any type of extinguisher, we can't stop that.
Okay.
Once we open, till the end, it will start coming out. It will not stop.
What will be there in that?
Yeah,
inside?
In type A, it will be pressured water.
Okay.
That will, that we should use only for the fire. After the fire, it becomes ash.
Mm-hmm.
We should use only for that. Type C, that is oil fire and gas fire. That will be CO2, carbon gas. Only gas will be there in that. And type C, that is electrical fire. In that, DCP, this is called DPC, nitrogen powder content some kind of oil, some kind of air will be there. So it will give, that powder will come out with more pressure and it will stop the fire. And type D will be foam type. It will be like ice cream. It will be like foam. When we try to use that, that whole place will become like a big ice cream, actually. And nowadays, government has given us very nice thing. Wherever this fire extinguisher is there, that can be used for all fire. There will be written A, B, C. If it's written A, capital A, capital B, capital C, that is used for all fire. All
the fire extinguisher cylinder.
Yes, fire extinguisher cylinder.
Okay.
And one more thing I like to tell here. If any person get burns by fire, like big, whole body fire, or small fire in hand, or finger, anything, they should use more number of water outside the body, not inside the body. And we should try to cool down. Some people in Tamil Nadu, they will use ink, and they will tell dosa mav, which used for making dosa. They will put that. What it happens, after getting cure, that pindi, that dosa pindi, whatever, and the ink, it will stay on our body, the skin. When we try to remove that, it will come with the flesh.
Yeah, correct.
So it becomes more injury for the people.
That's not
so true. When we use more number of water, more quantity of water, then the heat will be reduced. Then we should use silver rex ointment. Silver X. It will be available in all the medical shop. Even in home, we can keep some 2-3 Silver X ointment so that if any case of fire, even some ladies, when they light a lamp, it will be...
This ointment is for fire burns.
Fire burns. Okay. Fire burns.
Okay, now this is about the fire accidents, the different training modules that is being given by the disaster management program. Okay, so for the benefit of listeners, can you tell about some other trainings, like some common tragedies, for example, like heart attack. Take for the example heart attack. If there's a heart attack, what you should do?
Well, I like to explain, if one heart attack comes, the symptoms of heart attack. First, they will have chest pain.
Yes.
The chest pain means it's not normal pain. When doctor gives us injection, it will be some kind of pain.
Pricking.
Yeah, pricking. When ants bites or it will be pricking. That kind of pain. The second thing is our left shoulder will start paining.
Okay.
And the third thing is left hand. They can't move the left hand. And the fourth thing, they will start sweating more and more, even if they sit in AC or fan, whatever it is. And the fifth thing, they can't breathe. Of course, everybody knows. And the sixth thing is, stomach will burn. Like a fire, stomach will burn. These are the symptoms for heart attack. If a person gets heart attack, if we see the symptoms, before taking to the hospital, I mean, on the way to the hospital, we should not make him lie down. We should make him sit.
This is after heart attack, you are telling?
Yes, yeah, okay. Immediately after the heart attack. Mm. When we take to the hospital, when we go towards the hospital. Mm. Because when he sleeps, the heartbeat will be increased and the blood start flowing towards head and there is a chance of death.
Okay.
That time the person will ask water because his stomach will be burning and he will get more sweating. Please listen us, you should not give water.
Mm.
Because if we give water, we can't save him from the heart attack.
Oh.
Water is very dangerous for heart attack and fire accident things.
Mm.
And there is one tablet called aspirin. Aspirin.
Mm.
It will be available in all the medical shops.
Mm.
We can just make a powder and should keep just under the tongue. You should keep under the tongue and the saliva, it takes that aspirin and it gives more energy, more oxygen to him towards the hospital.
Mm.
If the heart attack is really more or if any person gets touches the electrical and they fell down, they'll be unconscious and they'll be breathing.
Mm.
In such a case, we should use CPR.
Okay, what is it, CPR?
Cardiopulmonary resuscitation. For this, we have to be trained properly. This cardiopulmonary resuscitation also available in YouTube.
Video.
Video.
Mm.
And even though if we see video, if we train by someone, it will be very useful.
Practical training.
Practical training.
Okay.
In this cardiopulmonary resuscitation, a small I'll tell a small example about this. We'll be pressing the chest for 30 times, and twice we'll blow air on the mouth.
30 times means for 30 seconds.
30 seconds. If we don't have watch, we can count 101, 102. 103.
Like 1 second. Yeah.
1 second. Each number we will be counting.
Mm-hmm.
And when we blow the air on into the mouth, we should lift the head so that the air pipe will be straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be very easy for him to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Okay, so this is about the heart attack. So now tell us something more common about something like snake bite.
Yeah, in this heart attack itself, I like to mention one thing.
Yeah,
sorry,
please,
sorry.
Yeah.
In Tamil Nadu, approximately 17 people in a month, they are dying.
Because
of heart attack.
Okay. Huh.
So look at the South India and India.
Hmm.
So if we, when these people, after heart attack, on the way to hospital, they'll die.
Hmm.
Because they'll be lying on the bed or they'll give water.
And people won't know what
people
to do
won't
immediately.
Know what to do immediately.
Yeah.
Even many of the private ambulance, they doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, now please tell about something where more common, like something like snake bite or something. What you should do when there is a snake bite?
Yeah, when there is a snake bite, in the top, if snake bites in the leg or in the hand, there will be two dots, as we know. In the top of that, top of the muscle, the hand top of the muscle or leg top of the muscle, we should tie it tightly with some rope or some kind of cloth. Then slightly we should peel, we should cut
okay,
the
we should
skin.
Cut the
we should cut the
area
skin
where the
in between the two dots.
Bite. Okay.
Yeah, two dots. And pour lots of water.
So that the poison comes out.
Poison comes out.
Okay.
And there is a small powder called KMNO4. KMNO4.
Mm-hmm.
It will be available in medical shop. Just, it will be like some chandan powder, some kind of rock salt.
Mm.
And we should crush that into powder.
Mm.
And if we spray on top of the, in between the two dots where we cut, and pour some water, some little sprinkle water, that will become like ice cream. And it will start coming out. Bubbles will start coming out. That means poison is not there.
So the main thing that can be done immediately if there is a snake bite is the place where the injury is, we should cut the place so that the poison
blood comes out. With
poison.
The poison.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Even dog bite also.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately we should cut the part and we should start pouring water.
Okay.
Mm. And dog bite is very dangerous than the snake bite.
Yeah.
As doctor tells.
Okay, so there are so many techniques taught in this disaster management training program, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, please tell for the benefit of listeners, if someone wants to undergo this training program, whom we should contact?
Yes, they can contact nearby samitis.
Hmm.
And Satya Sai organization is held doing this disaster management program.
Hmm.
So they can contact their samiti,
nearby
samiti conveners,
okay.
or district president, or district youth coordinator.
Okay.
They'll be taught by Satya Sai organization.
Okay, thank you Satya for joining me today in this Today's Thursday Life. Okay, before you leave, I would like to play a couple of bhajans for our listeners. Can you suggest a few bhajans?
Yeah, I like our Bhavanjali, our studio recording. Sorry, I like our Nadabrahmam bhajans. So if you could like to play some Nadabrahmam bhajan.
I'll play for all our listeners a couple of Nadabrahmam bhajans.
Thank you.
Shyam Sundara Madana Gopala Satchidananda Sai Gopala Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana
Radio Sai Global Harmony. You can know more about our program schedule by visiting our website at www.radiosai.org.
Rama Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama. Shri Ramachandra Jaya Jaya Rama. Karunadhi Rama Kamaniya Nama. ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ ಕರುಣಾಭಿರಾಮ ಕಮನೀಯ ರಾಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and I am speaking to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, the time in our studio is 12:10, and it's a warm afternoon here in the ashram. In today's segment of Service Love in Action, the topic of discussion is Disaster Management Training Program, organized by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Well, dear listeners, just a couple of days back, I had recorded a conversation with a few members of this training program from the South Indian state, Tamil Nadu. And in the beginning of this segment, you heard the first part of the discussion. So let's now continue listening to it.
Okay, can you narrate some more touching incidents, how this program has benefited the volunteers working and also the beneficiaries?
During the relief things which was done in Thane cyclone, after the Thane cyclone.
Thane cyclone, that was in the year?
2011.
Okay.
So we were just, we started surveying and finding out the people which is more affected. Later on we started giving rescue relief materials. So while going through the survey, we found a Sri Lankan refugee camp. Mm. There are no people came so far. So later on, we find out that it is very necessary for them. So while taking the relief materials, after getting the relief materials from as a prasadam from our sevadas, one of the lady who was there, she told that we came to know that Sai Baba is already no more. Okay. But by seeing all of you, I see many Sai Babas coming through as in a physical form.
When you conduct the programs, in one of the program, our present state coordinator of disaster management team, Mr. R.K. Shekharan, he was about to start the program. There was a disturbance. He started asking, why is there a disturbance? Then they said a few minutes back, the principal was about to, he was here in the inaugural session. Now he had gone back to his cabin. He passed away. It was a shocking message. He said he ran up immediately and he saw. Even the campus doctors are certified, he was dead. He said, can I do the CPR, that is cardiopulmonary resuscitation? Mm-hmm. They said, even the doctors already certified, it's not required. But ultimately, that warden has said, please, he's not able to understand what he is telling. Yeah. Let him try it.
Yeah.
He was chanting and he was trying for the first 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. He was able to see the sunset near the his jaws and other places. And after 2 minutes, the legs are slightly shaking. Oh. He had the confidence, he was continuously doing.
Oh.
And after the 45th minute, he has taken to the hospital and he has been rescued. Mm. Now he is alive. Generally, people will say, I have a mother, I have a father. But that gentleman is telling, you are my father and mother because you have given me the rebirth. So that was the incident which happened in our district.
That CPR program actually helped the person.
Yeah.
Okay, any other incident can you share?
There are quite a few youngsters who came back and said they faced competitive interviews in some of the organizations. And when they give up as a part of their certificates, when they show the certificate, in fact, the interviewers come with some notions of asking some questions. The minute they see this certificate, they start asking more about the disaster management program. And these boys are able to reply very well. And because of that, at least I know of cases about at least 4 or 5 boys who have got selected over and above the other candidates, giving priority to this.
Okay, sir, just you told the disaster management certificate. Well, you didn't mention about that certificate. Please tell about that certificate. So after the 2-day program, you give a certificate for the people.
Actually, the disaster awareness program is where we started the certificates. Because disaster management program is basically for our own organization people.
Okay.
So what it mattered to the people outside the organization where we do the 1-day program, this certificate, the certificate which is signed
by
the
district president. Okay, so after that 1-day program, you give a certificate.
They give the disaster awareness program, participation program.
Who have participated in the program?
It's signed by the district president and the state president.
Mm.
So that has helped those people, some of them, to get their jobs.
Okay.
Once I remember, there was a disaster awareness program in Thanjavur district on 2011, February. During the program, we got a news that there is a fire accident in nearby one hotel. It's actually a star hotel called Oriental Towers. There was a fire accident in ground floor kitchen. Because of that fire smoke, till the 8th floor, the whole building was smoke and people could not stay inside the room. And lift was not working, they could not come out. Our disaster management team, 3 brothers, they reached the spot before even
fire department
and the ambulance and police come. They went and they broke some 2-3 glasses of the hotel and they rescued some 2-3 people from the lift, inside the lift. There was some one lady who caught inside the lift.
Okay.
And even some people who are staying inside the hotel, because of that smoke, they could not breathe. So our brothers told, dip your kerchief in the water and just cover it on your nose so that it gives you oxygen for good breathing. Then they brought it out. Before the fire department reaches, there was nobody in the hotel.
Everyone was rescued.
Everyone was rescued by our 3 brothers.
Okay.
There's one more incident, sir, actually, which happened in a rural area in near Tirunelveli. There are about 4 youth who got trained in our organization. It's a slum area. Every house is a hut. There are about 200 huts. And one of the Muslim brothers' hut caught fire in the middle of the night. Most of the time what happens in such fire situations, and the actual fire department fire engine is about 60-70 kilometers away. So these boys were trained how exactly
there will be a delay for the fire department.
By the time though it would have been reduced to ashes. So the best thing that has been inculcated in them was, incidentally, fire, there is a system called ABC. A is air, B is the source of burning, C is the combustible material. So if any one of them is removed, fire can be put off. So in a hut fire, these boys had the common sense, and what they understood from the training, they took long bamboo sticks, and in the top they attached a knife-like thing and pulled down the burning material.
Okay.
So that the roof was brought down and they can quench the fire in the ground level.
So that the fire doesn't spread.
It doesn't spread.
Yeah.
So in fact, they saved 200 huts from getting burnt in that fire, which would have raged if they had not acted immediately. In fact, they were able to retrieve a lot of the person's personal belongings from the house.
Yeah, I would like to add one more thing, which happened in Nagapattinam district. There is a local festival called a car festival in a place called Thiruvadai Marudhur.
Okay.
During that festival, the temple car was moving on. So child was just weaving the programs, suddenly fall into the nearby pond. So suddenly one youth jumped into the pond and he saved that child. And after that, you removed the water, whatever is inside the stomach. So later on, you gave CPR and he saved the life. Mm. So after that, the people were asking how you came to know all those things. Mm. So he told that I got trained by Sathya Sai Disaster Management Team so that I could do that proper thing. So this is how lives have been saved.
Life saving.
Saved, yeah.
And to conduct this program, even if you try to get an audience, even audience may not have the time, patience to sit for 6 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
We requested the, even our government hospital, our Sai member, they've been working, they asked, can you please conduct this same DA program in the hospital? He said, it's possible. But when ultimately we got the approval, the dean said, sir, don't mistake us, even we have been conducting multiple conferences. Mm. And all the doctors and other people, they will not be there beyond 45 minutes.
Okay.
He said, no, it's not an issue, doctor. We'll start a program as per our schedule. You please tell, by 35th minute, we have no issues, we can pack it up and we can wind it up.
Mm.
I don't believe, by 40th minute, we received a call from doctor. I thought it was a final call. He said, please don't stop, you can proceed as per your schedule.
Okay.
And as per schedule, you're supposed to conclude by 4 o'clock, but it has extended up to 5:30.
Okay.
In fact, we find, in the end of the day, as we progress, we kept on modifying our modules.
Mm.
I must say this. It's not that it has evolved over a period.
Yes, yes.
And there's a tremendous idea inputs have been given by the youth by which we modified it. From a program of inculcating all the skills. See, when you start the program in any college, sir, it's amazing. The boys are really righteous.
Mm.
They keep heckling, they keep, you know, that's the atmosphere prevails today.
The modern culture.
And all the people think that we are from some kind of a sadhu outfit, some saffron-clad ashram guys, and we're coming and talking. And about one and a half hours into the program, you'll find that the crescendo is slowly dying down. We get a lot of attention from the audience. And by the time we finish, You can bet your bottom dollar we would have won the hearts of everyone because of this program.
Mm. In fact, other day you were telling that after the program about that Guru Dakshina.
That's
thing
right. That is right. Actually, what we do is we tell them in the end of the program that we do this program entirely free of cost to the organization, and apart from that, all these youth members come at their expense and time.
Yes, correct.
And today, I think more than the expense, the time is a precious commodity. Most of the people are working in high pressure office jobs, so they are sparing their time and effort to do this, and they appreciate that. And we tell them that we do it totally free of cost. You get another round of applause. Then we ask them, okay, nothing should be taught to the children, not taught to anybody, without getting a Guru Dakshina.
Yes.
And I will say, will you give us the Guru Dakshina?
Guru Dakshina is the fee that you charge.
Yes. I said, since we don't charge any mundane fees like money, so we said, will you give us the Guru Dakshina we asked for? And everyone says, yes, yes, yes. And we say, then we ask them, how many of you touch your mother's feet before you leave for your college? There will be a stunned silence and probably a couple of hands will go up. Then we give them the story of the mother, the value of the mother. And at the end of that story, you could find tears in the eyes of all the boys, all the people there.
Yes.
And all of them vowed that they will follow this value, at least to start. To
at least take the first step.
First step in getting the blessings of the mother every day. And it has done a tremendous amount of transformation of the hearts of the boys and the youngsters today.
So this is really a wonderful program. And as you all were telling, it has touched the beneficiaries a lot. Like, I want to ask, what has this service activity done for you personally? Please share with us.
Before taking part in disaster management of the Sathya Sai organization, let me say, in Tamil we used to say, Kalviya Selvama Veerama, that is either education or the wealth or the alloy. So all these three are not with me, if I could say, because I was not able to continue my studies after my 10th standard. I started only the private sessions. Some force has made me to continue my studies to Karas, and I completed my MBA, and that was a success for this education. And because of the MBA, we are able to in one of the leading industry in the globe. So that shows, and wealth has gone up. And after the taking part in disaster management, I could say I am having the guts to face water comes.
Okay.
So that is a major thing that is happening for me. So I am proud to be a part of this disaster management team.
So you gained a lot of confidence with
others. Yes, sir, definitely.
Self-confidence.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would like to add one more thing. At the end of each and every program, as Shikaran sir rightly said, we used to ask Guru Dakshina.
Yes.
So before asking for Guru Dakshina, we have to undergo all those things. Mm-hmm. We have to do the same thing before asking anything.
Yes.
So after coming to the program, to this program, I started doing Padanamaskar to my parents.
Yes.
So it was one change which didn't came while I was in Balvikas. Okay. So later on coming to the disaster management team, I started doing this regularly.
Respecting your parents.
Yes.
Yeah. Apart from this, after coming to disaster management team, first of all, in previous days, I know and I can't able to handle the crisis situation. Mm. But after coming to disaster management, I can having the planning and what to do, how to do, and with the sources available at that point, not asking for a good one like that. Mm. Whatever it is, I can manage that in the crisis situation.
Okay, nice.
They became good crisis managers.
Okay. Yeah.
Even in schools and college days, I don't know how to speak properly, first thing. Even to elders, I don't know how to approach them, how to speak in a gather group of students. After coming into this disaster management team, I have learned how to speak to others.
Mm.
And we used to take classes for the students. Because of training many students, I have a guts to speak in a very big audience, like public speech and all. Even I got a chance in Sri Satya Sai organization Tamil Nadu as a official speaker for giving talks in 5-6 districts.
So you lost the stage fear.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Of the whole team here, sir, I'm supposed to be the oldest, past 60. What it really taught me in the process, I'll give you, it's amazing when you look at the statistics. And the year 2007, till such time when I was the head of, I was heading this particular SEWA activity, we had covered student strength about 2007 people.
Okay.
And it was given to the youth.
Mm.
They made such a quantum leap.
Mm.
And in the year, I think, 2011, they had done for about 11,000 students in 1 year.
Okay.
See, amazing kind of enterprise, commitment, innovation, strength, as Bhagavan says, utsaham, dhairyam, sahasam, everything these youngsters showed. What it taught me was, frankly speaking, I think today the youth has tremendous potential, tremendous strength, and added to that, the size inspiration is with them, and they can do anything.
Yes.
I only feel that, yes, this is high time, elders like us, hand over the mantle to the youth, who can carry it forward at a much faster speed, with much better strength, with much better planning. If we had progressed in an arithmetic fashion, they'll progress in a geometric fashion very soon.
One more point added to this. Previously, I feel jealous of Swami students because they are studying in these colleges in Vrindavan and Puttaparthi.
Physically, they are close to Swami.
Yeah, but I feel that I want to study here in this college. After coming to disaster management, I became the faculty and I gone to colleges in Parthi and Vrindavan. I taken classes for the Swami students.
Okay.
I feel proud to that. For thank you, Swami.
And I'd like to add one thing. In our team, there was a boy from a village. He just finished 10th. And he'll feel very guilty to speak with others, especially who has more education. But now that boy, because of the disaster management, he is taking a class for even MBA students and more than that.
Mm. Okay, so this disaster management program, as you said, it started in the year 2002, right, sir?
Right.
So, okay, now when Swami was physically present, it was okay that all were encouraged to do this. Swami used to constantly encourage boys, youth. But now in the present situation when the physical form is not there, physical form is absent. So how do you motivate yourself and others to participate in this program?
Yeah, when Swami was physically there, he gave us the knowledge of what is disaster management and all those things. Now even Swami is not there, we have to impart the same knowledge to who are the people are there. So it's our responsibility now, that the commitment and responsibility has come to us, we have to take the message of Swami to others. So this is how we are motivated, and we are just keep on doing the same thing even Swami is not physically there.
So for what Swami has given us so much, we are showing the gratitude
by
following his teachings.
Yes.
When Swami is physically present in Parthi and other places, we used to come and have his darshan and Pada Namaskar, multiple, I've been enjoying all those.
Yes.
And keeping in mind in presently, wholeheartedly I'm telling now, when you go and conduct this type of active programs in multiple colleges and village, we have been seeing, as I saw the participants, audience. Mm. So I've been enjoying whatever they say, if they feel it, they're happy. Mm. So the happiness shows that they are, the Swami is there. Mm. So in that way, we have been getting motivated. Swami has to give the same motivation for lifelong.
There's one more I would add. Even when Swami was here in the physical presence, physical form, there are a lot of activities the organization has been doing everywhere.
Mm.
Let's say Swami was in Parthi. There are thousands of activities were going on all over the country. So what do? We keep a picture of Swami, pray to Swami and start those activities. Mm. So even at that time, the physical presence of Swami was, not in the sthula, in the sukshma way, we are feeling that He is present when we are doing the activities.
Activities
will be always been going on outside. Yes, so it is absolutely, I find there is no difference except that, of course, our hearts sag when we think of Swami not being there in the physical form. That's a human level.
Yes.
But as we go ahead and doing this, we feel that Swami is working in a zillion ways and within us and inspiring us and asking us to move forward. And I think if we cannot be the best messengers of what Bhagavan has done for 5 decades or 6 decades, and who else can be?
Yes. Right. Okay, one final question, sir. So what is the way forward in this program? What are the future plans?
Right now we have planned, we have been connected wherever we have been asked. So in future we are planning that we have to reach each and every colleges at least by in the year 2015, which is Swami's 90th, happened to be 90th birthday. Yeah. Before that we are just trying to reach almost 25% of the colleges in Tamil Nadu.
Mm.
So that the awareness being reached each and everyone. Apart from that, we are just trying to move to the schools. So now we are preparing a program called Disaster Preparedness, which is a 3 hours program. So that we can reach to school students also, so that we can impart the same knowledge in the basic level.
Okay.
So apart from that, we are just preparing a core team in each and every district should have at least minimum 50 people who can handle any disasters. So that's our aim in near future, sir.
Okay.
All about those who are calling themselves as a Sai devotee, they should have the basic knowledge of what is disaster management.
Mm.
So because the Sai people are ready to do the service, if they have this basic idea how to serve a person, that will be more effective, more fruitful for the society. So that's our concept. So Swami has to give his wishes for continuing this.
Mm-hmm.
Two things stand out, sir, as our future plans, which one of them has already started. The second is in the planning level.
Mm.
Mostly these programs have been on male-oriented programs.
Mm.
So we have started Mahila teams now, who could be the real force in times such times. And so Mahila teams are being formed. Mahilas are undertaking this training forward to college youth.
Okay.
So our the youth, the Mahila youth in future can also become participants in the Sai mission. I'm proud to say that because of this disaster management program, as much as 10% of the Sai volunteers, the Sai Sevadals, who came for the October-November Parthi Seva in 2012, were from this group.
Okay.
Something like 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it took quite a number of years to reach this level, but the sustained effort by the youth is what has actually helped us. So as a way forward, as a futuristic planning, we are going to build a disaster management resource come training center, state level, at a place called Sirgadi in Nagapattinam district.
In Tamil Nadu,
at a cost of about 2 crores.
Uh-huh.
The plans are already in the process and the elders are having a look at it. The trust is having a look at this particular aspect.
Mm.
Hopefully, we would probably would be taking the first step. We'll be the leading force in this respect. In fact, we also recently had the benefit of interacting with the National Disaster Relief Force, headed by one Dr. P.M. Nair, who incidentally is a very, very staunch Sai devotee, the Director General, who personally came and visited us in the recent 3-day intensive program we had in Mettur.
Mm.
And so from there, looking at their facilities and their kind of equipment and availability also taught us a lot of things.
Mm.
So we intend having a very premier disaster relief resource training center set up by the Sai organization.
Mm.
It'll be a novel idea. No other NGO has ever done it so far.
Mm.
So with Bhagavan's immense grace, I'm sure we'll be
so
able to.
So whoever wants to know about this disaster management program can go there and learn.
Yes, we
and
can.
And it's absolutely free of cost.
It's absolutely free of cost.
Okay, sir, it was nice, wonderful to know about this disaster management program, and I'm sure our listeners would have benefited much, got inspired by this program. And on behalf of the entire Radio Sai team, I thank you all for coming here and sharing with us. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, sir. Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to today's Thursday Life. You are tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And I'm Team Radio Sai Raghu. Well, dear listeners, the highlight of today's segment was the disaster management training program. Until now, you are listening to a discussion that I had a couple of weeks back here at Radio Sai with the five key members of the disaster management team from the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Well, dear listeners, I hope you have been benefited and inspired by today's segment, which highlighted the disaster management training program organized by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. So please send us your feedback and comments on this. You can email them to listener@radiosai.org. And dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12:30 and it's time for me to sign off. So placing this segment at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, I am leaving you by playing for you a song composed by Swami students on the occasion of annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning.
हम चले हर घड़ी हर पल तू ही राह है तू ही है मंजिल जिए जिंदगी तेरी चाहत में यही ख्वाब है दिल की धड़कन में मन में लिए सपना तेरा अब चल पड़े लब पे लिए नाम तेरा हम चल पड़े ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का ये रिश्ता तेरा साथ साथ पर पल में भर के तेरा प्यार प्यार
सुनहरे लम्हे बिताए तेरे संग अधूरे जीवन में भर दे सारे रंग
हर गम भूल जाएंगे हम हर गम भूल जाएंगे हम ये दिल तेरे बिन चाहे कुछ भी नहीं तेरी हर खुशी में ही है जिंदगी ये रिश्ता हमारे प्यार का ये रिश्ता है जन्मों के भी हम
मिट जाए अगर शोले बन के भी हम जल जाए अगर धूल बन के भी हम मिट जाए अगर शोले बन के भी